Heavenly Father, I'm your servant. I commit this service to you. I preach your word the best that I know how, what little time, nervously and tired and wore out. Lord, the people attended. Night after night, they come back like they wanted to listen more. Now, God, I pray that everyone that you call, they'll come at this meeting. Grandfather, may these churches be filled up with the people. May they come confessing their sins and being baptized. Receive the Holy Ghost. Grant it, Lord. Lay your beast of sojourning here now. It's on their road to the promised land. They don't claim to be of this world. We are pilgrims and strangers. We profess that we're from another kingdom. We died in the old kingdom and we are raised with our King. He's a spirit living among us, working his life in us, giving us the authority to preach his word, and living through us, performs his own miracles as he goes, claiming and showing that the nature of his spirit when he was here on earth is still the same thing today, God in his people. Bless us now. It'll be up to you, Father, to do the rest. I've preached, made the altar call, hands just went up, I trusted them to you. God grant that there'll be trophies of the meeting. They'll never forget. Everywhere they look, they'll be able to see God everywhere. Grant it. Bless us together now. Now we're waiting to see you come riding in, Father, on the way. Come, like you did that night to the little troubled ship where all hopes is gone that they could ever be saved. The people were afraid of you. And he said, be not afraid, it's I. Be of a good courage. God grant it today that the people might know who has claimed you as their Savior, that they don't have to worry, you're here, the same yesterday, today, and forever, God in his people. Grant it, Father, through Jesus' name, amen. How many of you have prayer cards now? Raise up your hand. Is there any here without prayer cards? Raise up your hand and still say, oh my. You never got that third. I told Billy, give prayer cards out to those. All right, you without prayer cards, raise your hand again. Let me see around where you're at. Sit there. All right, look to me. I said something last night I shouldn't have said. I said it quickly and I caught it back. I said the American people don't take the discernment. They don't like they do overseas. Of course not. The revival's moving there yet. But I said, until God leads me again, I won't use discernment. After these campaigns are over, I'm going to stop. If I come again, I'll be praying for the sick. But did you notice I put, if the Lord leads me? Because I can't control it. He does the controlling. I'm just the instrument, just like this microphone. You hear me through this microphone. It isn't the microphone you're hearing. It's me. And I'm just a mute. That microphone, without a noise to hit that crystal, would be a mute. So am I mute for these things, unless God speaks through me. Do you believe that? Did he promise in the last days he would do these things? We know it. Just what little temporary part that we have seen this week, we believe it. Somebody in this section without a prayer card, raise up your hand again and pray. God grant you. This lady sitting on the end here, looking at me. I've seen you have your hand up. You didn't have a prayer card. Now you're close to me, so that the Spirit will start. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You believe that with all your heart? If God will reveal to me your trouble, will you believe me then? No, you know it's the truth or not. You've had bleeding ulcers. You've had an operation for it. You're weary. That's right, raise up your hand. Put up your hand, that's all. What did she touch? I want to have the lady stand up. Stand up just a minute, lady. As the lady of no, I want to ask her a question. There she sat there, no prayer card, no nothing. Just a woman come in and sit down, but she was sitting there with faith because she's in a serious condition. Everything was told you is the truth. Is that right, lady? Raise up your hand. If what was said about whatever was wrong with you, raise up your hand. You. This, yeah, that's right. God bless you. All right. Now, I do not know the lady. Here's your Bible. I've never seen her in my life. She's older than I. We were born years apart, miles apart, the first time meeting. But what did she do? She was praying for something, and she touched the hyphen, and as quick as it did, it touched right back to her knee and cold. Now, don't worry anymore. You're going to be born. Your faith is safe. I know Jesus promised. You believe it? Here's such a woman right here, worried, wondering, cancerous condition she's worried about. Believe with all your heart, don't doubt, just have faith. Believe that the Son of God makes you well, and you can go home and be well. You believe it? Miss Staub, that's your name. That's right, raise up your hand. We're strangers one to another. But Jesus Christ knows. Just so you don't miss it. You feel good now? Stop worrying. It's all over. Your faith makes you well. There sits a man sitting right back there in the room, sitting right back behind him. That man suffers with a hernia. He's a stranger. Do you have a prayer card? You don't. You don't need one. If you'll believe with all your heart, if you're a stranger, raise up your hand. All right? You're just a man. Come and sit down. Is that right? But you are interested in this hernia being healed. All right? If you believe with all your heart, God in His people, God in His universe, God in His Son, God in His people. You believe it?
Amen.
Let me show you something. You won't mind, not know. This is the woman sitting on your own hand. She wants to do what's right. She's trying to do what's right. She's got a habit of smoking cigarettes. She's trying to get rid of it. That's right. Is that right, lady? Don't be ashamed. Stand up on your feet just a minute. I'm a stranger to you. You have a prayer card? You don't have one. You don't need one. You believe me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse that devil. May you never crave another one. Go and be well. In the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies, get out of prayer. Heart trouble. If you believe with all your heart, lady, God will make you well. God bless you. Go home. Be well. God makes you well. You believe it?
Amen.
Just don't doubt. Lady, get out of prayer. Hallelujah. She's suffering. She wonders what's wrong. She's got cancer. She's also got a stick or a throat she's bothered about. Oh, God have mercy. Miss Noah, believe with all your heart. Amen. We're strangers to one another. Never saw her in my life. If we're strangers, raise up your hand, baby. You're standing there praying before you got the time. Fear not. You won't die. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you shall live. God in His universe! Sweeping across the whole audience. Do you believe with all your heart now? How many of you believe your pastors out here to be a man of God? Raise up your hands if you believe your pastors. You ought to. He's just as much like a faith and sick as I am. Brother, walk right down here with me. I want you to pray with me. And for these people too. Come right down here. Come here, Lloyd. Take a hold of this. I want everybody in this line here that's got prayer cards. Stand up over on this side. Right over here. Stand up right here. Everybody, what does the Bible say? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Do you believe that? Do you believe that I am a believer? Say amen. Do you believe your pastor is a believer? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now we're going to talk on row by row, section by section, that section first, this section next, that one next, that one next. You'll come both ways. You get all mixed up there and you won't be able to listen to Brother Roy here now and the pastors. How many more believing pastors this year? That really believe the gospel, full gospel pastors. Now you may be strangers. Would you like to come up and stand with me, brother? We don't excommunicate no one. We believe if you're a believer in Christ. Is that right, brother? Is that right, my brother? If you're a pastor here, you believe in Christ for the sick home, if you're a believer in Christ, you believe this is of Christ, come here and lie here. And do your duty as a man of God to stand here and help me pray for the sick. Make a double line on here. I'm going to get down there with you just in a moment. We're going to pray for every sick person. I don't want to finish talking long. I want you to pass through while this anointing is still upon me. You believe now with all your heart? Come out of here, Pastor. Next Sunday, come this way. Get down this way. Come here. Just form a double line. That's good. God bless you. All right. Let's sing this song again all together.
Holy.
Now it's our head, over our Taking your hand in mine. Did you notice that? How many noticed it? Raise up your hand. I was checking what was happening after them ministers was laying hands on the sick, and I'll say this with all my heart, that at least 80% of them were healed before they even got where it was at. There wasn't a vibration on them at all. That's exactly right. That's what I checked it for. Your pastors have faith, folks. Just believe in them. I love you. I believe you're God's children. You pray for me. I'll pray for you, and I hope we meet again. Until that time, until we meet.
Until we meet
again. Everybody together now? You love the Lord? All your heart. All right, all together now. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. All right. They got a world fair going on up here where all the world is displaying its scientific achievements. But the church realizes that right here, God's got a world fair showing his achievements, what he's been able to do with his church. I've enjoyed every minute. I come to you tired as usual. I'll see you again someday. God bless you now. While we hum that song together, breathe a little prayer for one another till we meet.
God be with you.
Now with all your heart. Now I want your attention here. How many in the building that's sick and does not have a prayer card and won't be called in the line? Raise up your hands. Let's see. Everybody? Huh? It's just practically all the way around. Now here. Now while they're getting that prayer line up through that room there, I want to ask you something. Listen out close now. Now all I've said will go in vain if this isn't so. If any man can say anything, but if it isn't in God's word, don't believe it in the first place. But if it's God's word, then look for God to keep that promise.
Amen.
Because God's got to keep his promise.
Amen.
In order to be God. If I'm going to be honest, I've got to keep my promise. See?
Yes.
A man of honor always keeps his word. See? You always keep your word.
Yes. Now, each one of you out there that's not in this prayer line and won't be in it without prayer cards, you just look this away. Let me tell you what you do. There was a little woman one time in the Bible, and I'm going to give you a little story. She didn't have a prayer card either, but she seen Jesus come across the sea and was down there. Someone told her, is that? And she believed if she could only touch his garment, that she'd be made well. Did you ever hear the story? How many of you ever heard? Sure. The woman touched it. She had a blood issue. And now remember, I've been in that country. The Palestinian garment hangs loose. It's a robe. And it's got an underneath garment under that to keep the dust off the limb. Now, if she touched the border of his garment, physically, he didn't feel it. You know what I mean? He didn't feel it in his body. But she said within herself, I believe he's a holy man. And if I can just touch him, I'll be made well. Is that right? And she had a blood issue, and she pushed through the crowd, and she got out, and she touched the border, that far from his legs, where the garment swings out. And she touched the border of his garment, and got up and went back, and made him sit down in the audience. And Jesus stopped. He said, who touched me? And you know what Peter said? Peter rebuked him. He said, Lord, why would you say a thing like that? He said, well, everybody's touching. Hello, Rabbi, a great prophet of God, you deceiver. Everybody, see, everybody's touching. He said, everybody's touching. Why would you say, who touched me? He said, but I perceive that I've gotten weak. Virtue, strength went from me. I've gotten weak. That one little woman touched him and made him weak. And he turned. He looked over the audience until he found her. Told her what her trouble was and said her faith had made her well. Is that right? Yes. Now that was Jesus Christ yesterday. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, if he's the same today, will he do the same?
Yes.
Now for my minister brothers, they might want a scripture for that. I'm going to give you one now. The Bible says in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, that Jesus Christ, right now, today, is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right, brother? How many knows that's the truth? The Bible says that. That he's a high... Well, then, if he's the same high priest, how would he act today? The same as he did then.
Yeah.
Does that make him the same yesterday and forever?
Yeah.
Now, if you come here and touch me, I'm like your daddy or your brother, husband, or what more, it wouldn't do a bit of good. I'm just a man. Touch your pastor, same thing. But you touch him. And watch the spirit move down. See? Amen. That's it, you see. That makes him the same yesterday and forever. It wouldn't be me. It would be a gift that he works to. Brother Woods, did you bring them pictures with you or anything? You got them? Or you have them up there on the platform? Did you see them tonight? Well, have them tomorrow night. I'd like to see the picture of it. We got it right here, brother. Right by hand, Washington, D.C., copyrighted. The only supernatural being we've ever photographed. That same pillar of fire that followed the children of Israel. Here it is. And it'll do the same work that it did. Jesus said, I come from God. That went to God. He died, rose, ascended into heaven. And Paul, when he drove down to Damascus, a big pillar of fire struck him blind. He said, Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. Is that right?
Yes.
Same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, you without a prayer card, you look this way, and you start praying. You start praying and saying, Lord Jesus, I believe you. And that little old man standing on the platform, he doesn't know me. Well, there isn't a person in this building I know outside of Brother Woods. I see him stand back, and I believe that couple of brethren there, Brother Fred Stossman from Canada here, I know him. But no one in this vicinity here, how many of you there's a stranger? Come, you raise up your hand. Everyone's strange, you know what? I don't know you. Raise up your hand. You people in the prayer line know I'm a stranger to you. Raise up your hand. All right? Now you just believe and say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I believe that what that brother says is the truth. I'm sick, Lord. Let me touch you. And then say, act upon him. Watch the Holy Spirit move right down through here and do the same thing he did. If it doesn't do it, then I'm a false prophet. If it does do it, then you believe it. Now, did you give the boy your card? Yeah, okay. Speak English, all right. We're strangers to one another. I believe he's an Indian brother. Indian. Well, here we are, two strangers. Two men have never met before in life. Now, he stands here, just a man. I stand here as a man. He's here for some reason. I don't know. I've never seen him. And I wish it was our first time. But now, if Christ is the same yesterday and forever, he might be. This man might be here for maybe a financial need. Maybe it's domestic trouble, something wrong in his home. It may be that he's sick. Or maybe he's standing here for somebody else. I don't know. I've never seen him. But now, If he was standing here and I said, glory to God, hallelujah, God sent me to pray for the sick, lay hands on him. I said, you sick, mister? He said, yes, I'm sick. I lay hands on him and say, glory to God, go, get well. That'd be all right. But what if the Holy Spirit comes down here and tells him what he has been?
Yeah.
He'll know whether that's the truth or not. And if he knows what he has been, he can surely believe what he will be if he can tell him what has been. Is that right? Now, how many of you would believe that with all your heart? Say, I will accept it. I may the Lord God grant it. I just want you to look this way, Sarah, just to talk with you a minute, being a stranger. And if there's any way that I could do to help you, I would do it. But if the Lord God can tell me, like, what you're here for, what you've done, what you should have done, or what's wrong with you or something, you'd know whether that was the truth or not. And so then we'd make the audience believe. Make you believe what. Of course, you know, I could do it myself because I'm just a man like you are. It has to be some supernatural power. If it's a supernatural power, now the Pharisees of that day said it was Beelzebub, the devil. See what happened to them. Them that believed it was Christ received Christ's reward. Now I tell you now, a man standing here is under difficult, right? He's standing here because he hardly knows which way to go because it's something strange. It's the first time this time. Don't be alarmed, sir. That won't hurt you. That's Christ. Let me show you that it is. You're here for healing. You're weak. You've had some trouble. You've been in an operating room. You had an operation, and that was for an ulcer in the stomach. And you've gotten real weak over that, and you're here for... is that right? Raise up your hand. It's all over, and you're going to get well. Your faith makes you whole. You believe? Probably his Indian friends out there knew him. If you could get money, all right? Now, here is a woman from the Anglo-Saxon. Now, here is a man and a woman. I suppose we're strangers to one another. First time we've met. Now, I do not know the woman. I have never seen her in my life. She's a stranger. And now she's a little older than I, and we're born miles apart and years apart, and this is the first time we meet. But now, if the Holy Spirit of God will let me know what you're here for, or something about you, you know what I don't know, then make you believe, won't it? Or I should just believe now. The lady, I see her sitting at a table. No, she's backing away. It's her stomach. She has stomach trouble. That's exactly right. Pesky condition, and it causes burning acids and so forth. Got a nervous condition, causes you to get gloomy. Way late in the evening, you get all wore out and tore up. That's right. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would that help you? Miss Birling? That's right. All right. Don't believe now that stomach trouble needs you to do it as well. You believe with all your heart now? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Now that makes me weak. How many of you people here that I'm going to omit the prayer cards right at this time? How many people here that doesn't have a prayer card? Now, you do not have a prayer card, and you believe that God will heal you. Raise up your hand and say, I will believe. All right? Now, you look this way just a moment. Being a stranger to you. Now, if Jesus stood here tonight wearing this same suit that he gave me years ago. Now, if you come to him and you said, Lord, will you heal me? He couldn't do it. He's already did it. You believe that, don't you? By his stripes. But he could prove to you that he was Christ. And the only way you know it, not the way he's dressed, not the scars on him, but the ministry he would have, he would be the Word. And the Bible said the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Is that right? Now, how many knows that's true? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible said that Jesus now is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is that right? Now, if he's the same high priest, how about your faith touching him? And watch and see. Now, listen, do you believe he would have anything to do with a hypocrite? Jesus? No, sir. You believe he'd associate himself in lies? Not our God. No, but our God is responsible for his word. Is that right?
Yes.
And humbly he's permitting this to be done, not because he has to, but to show the people that he is God and keeps his promise, God.
Yes.
Some of you people back there, you Anglo-Saxon, do you believe it with all your heart? Raise up your hand and say, I believe it. For I see anything real done, I believe it. The Indian people, you believe with all your heart? Raise up your hand. Now again, I'm going to ask you, you without a prayer card, raise up your hand. Now, you haven't got a prayer card. Raise up your hand, the white people back there. All right? Now, I want you to pray. You people back there, pray and say, Lord Jesus, that preacher doesn't know me. But you know me. Now, you can take your hand down and pray. And say, Lord Jesus, if you're a high priest, you let me touch you. And then you turn around like the woman that touched his garment. And he turned around and said, who touched me? And Peter said, Lord, you rebuke him, all's touching him. He said, but I perceived that I got weak. Virtue, strength went from him. Now, if one little woman touched him, using the gift of God, if one little woman touched him, caused him to get weak, what about me, a sinner, saved by grace? But what did he say? The works that I do shall you do also, more than this shall you do. Now, the King James says greater, but in the original translation, nothing could be greater. He healed the sick, he raised the dead, he stopped nature, he done everything. But more than this shall you do all around the world, see? For I go to the Father. Now, you pray. You know what's wrong with you, and you pray. And that, if you've ever seen nothing real done, and he will appear here tonight in his presence. Now, not me. And no matter how much gift I have, you have to have faith too. Because it's your faith that operates it, it's not me. The woman, she touched his garment and he got weak. That was a woman using God's gift. But when he went away from the house of Lazarus and went away and come back and raised up a man that had been dead 4 days, he never said he got weak then. That was God using his gift. You believe that? Because he said it's a grave, you know. I thank you, Father, has already heard me, for these I said it. See, he said, I do nothing to the Father. Show me. That's the reason he didn't go back when they sent for him. I pray. If I be God's servant. Now, if anybody thinks this is false, come up here and do it. Let's see you do it. If it's false. Pretty quiet. Then it isn't. It's of God. It's God's Bible. Now, you believe. And just believe now. I'm nervous. This is 11 straight meetings for me, and I'm just wore out. You know it. Night after night, every night, strength, virtue, and through the day, you'll send me down the corner and say, stand here. There'll be a guy come by on a wheelchair. That's the big vision. These are the little ones. You're causing these. That's the one that God gives. Say, this man comes by, and he did a certain thing at a certain time. He'll be pressing around the corner. Just speak to him and raise him up out of the chair and go on. Let nobody know who does it. You hear it appear in papers and things like that. Nobody knows who it is. He stands me down and says, do this, see. That's God using his gift. Now you do it. You use God's gift and say, great high priest of God, let me touch you. And you use Brother Brandon to speak to me. If you'll just tell me what's my trouble and what this or something that in my heart I'm praying for, I'll believe with all my heart. And then you'll be able to say, like the mother dear, like you'll see something real, like Bert calls God. Now here. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. Look over this way. How many have seen that picture on the paper tonight? You see it? Did he show it here?
Yes,
sir. All right. You know that pillar of fire you saw on the paper? There it is. Did it stand out there? It's over a little woman sitting way back here towards the back. A little lady. She's wearing glasses. She's kind of seeing. She's suffering with an allergy. You believe, sister? You put up your hand a few minutes ago, you didn't have a prayer card. You don't have a prayer card, do you? Stand up on your feet. Is that what you're suffering with? If that's right, raise up your hand. And if I'm a stranger to you, wave your hand like this. I want to ask you something. Right now, you feel a real sweet feeling, don't you? Just real. I'm looking right at that pillar of fire, circling right around that woman right now. Your faith has made you whole. Jesus Christ. How do you believe? Now let us pray quietly, each one for our infirmity.
That's everybody in your own way. Pray. Just believe. May God be merciful. Let me touch your garment, Father. I confess my sins. I'm wrong. And Lord God, if you will just let and you people back there just accept it and say, Lord, the man surely knew there were sinners in here. He wouldn't made a call like that. And I raised my hand. I've never seen anything like this done. I heard him tell about that testimony meeting. If I can see it done, I'll start a testimony meeting too. And I saw it done because they said you were the same. Now you pray and say, Father, let me touch your garment. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, look this way. Believe. Let's just go by section so I can just consecrate on the section. Now you believe with all your heart. Now let the Holy Spirit solemnly, now everybody just as reverent and quiet as you can be. And just don't look at me, but don't, as Peter and John passed through the gate, said, look on us. That meant pay attention to what they were saying. He said, silver and gold have I none. Such as I have, I'll give you. Now, if I could heal any of you, I'd come do it. You know that. I believe you believe that, if I could do it. But I can't. Nobody else can. Not even God can. He's already done it. The only thing he lets you know that he's here to confirm what he said was right. How many understand that? Amen. That his presence confirms that. Looky here. Well, how much greater would it be to see a person out there that you've never seen in your life and reveal their life or something to them like that when it would be even just to lay hands on the sick and see them recover? It's a miracle that we haven't had in the church for 2,000 years. But it was promised in the evening time, and here we are. Not to the formal church, but to the elected church, Abraham's seed only. I believe. If anybody don't believe it's God, come up here and take my place. Have faith. There's a little pretty little girl sitting right here looking at me. And a little Indian girl. There's something wrong with you, sister. And down in your little childish heart, you struck a hold of something. I want to ask you something, sister. You feel a real sweet feeling around you just as soon as I spoke to you. That light come right down over you. You're suffering with an eczema that won't leave. That's right, isn't it? That's right, raise up your hand. It's going to leave you now. Your faith does that. Honey, did you have a prayer card? You had one. You won't have to use it. I looked down, I thought I seen something in her hand. Just be reverent. Here. White woman. Sitting way back there looking at me. She's suffering with something wrong in her throat and in her chest. God, don't let her miss it. Heavenly Father, help us, please. This is Alexandra. You believe with all your heart. You believe? Raise up your hand. Listen to this. When I first spoke, you thought it was you, but you wasn't sure. That's right. And then you got real kind of upset, scared. That light went away from her and then come back. Okay. And then when it did, I see her holding something in her hand coming from the post and it said, Alexandra. All right? Go ahead. Your faith saves you. Amen. You believe me? That's all you have to do. Is asking and receive. What about somebody in here? Here's a man that's kind of coming between the middle age and age. He's looking right at me. He's wondering in his heart, really, if I'm talking to him. It's you. You are suffering with some kind of something in your face, like a nerve that's dying. And it's started at a hospital or something, or some kind of a something you had done, and you can't sleep. It bothers you so bad. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now believe and it won't bother you no more. Your wife's sitting there, the lady right next to you with the polka dot dress on. It thrilled her like she doesn't know what to do. That's right. I don't know you, lady, do I? You believe me to be God's prophet? Will you receive me as his prophet? If I'll tell you, and you're a stranger to me, from here bench you were a believer because it happened to him. If you believe me with all your heart and I can reveal to you what your trouble is, you know whether it's the truth or not. Now you're seriously sick. It's a heart trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now you believe with all that's in you and it'll leave you. Fear not, it is I. Be of a good courage. Here's an Indian lady sitting right back here looking at me. She put her hand up around her head, rubbing her face. She's bothered with trouble in her arm. Oh, God, may she not miss it now. Indian sister, I'm speaking to you. Miss Jacobson, believe me with all your heart. I got it. There you are. Amen. You believe? Now, do you believe that's the Holy Spirit? Raise up your hand. Then look. Then that anointing is on me now. And believe me, as I say, I speak the truth and God confirms it's the truth. Then that same Holy Spirit, only in another office, is on these men. All of us. Now we're going to stand up here, all of us anointed with the Holy Spirit, and let every person in the building pass by, and we'll pray and lay hands on you. And the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Follow them. That's me and you together. You and them together. See? You believe, we'll lay hands on you and pray for you as you pass by. Go out of this building just rejoicing and happy, and don't never turn it loose, and you'll get well. Now, if you believe me to be a true servant of Christ, I spoke to you to the Word of God. God has come down and confirmed the Word of God, and I speak back to you showing you that it is God, and God's Word promises this to every one of you. What more can He do? Nothing. He can't heal you because He's already done it. Only thing you have to do is pass right by here, and as soon as you go into the water and was baptized, you say, I'm a Christian because I've repented and been baptized. When you come by here and hands are laid up on you, say, I'm healed because God said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Well, I'm out here. Just walk right out from here like you're walking from under Calvary, shouting and praising God. It's over. Do you believe it? Amen. I love Him, don't you? Amen. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains. That dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I go by as he washed all my sins away. Ever since by faith I saw that stream, thy flowing wounds supplied, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing his power to save when this poor, lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. Hallelujah! I believe him! There's room at the fountain for every one of us. Oh, when we plunge into that healing stream by faith, pouring down from God out of heaven, pouring upon the people, showing them His presence. He's here now. He loves you. He loves every one of you. How many of you have got prayer cards? Now raise up your hand. Those who have prayer cards in this row, this session, let them stand against the wall on that side. All with prayer cards, stand over on that side. And all with prayer cards in this session, stand over in the middle aisle, and as soon as they get to the end, you pull right in here behind them. Then as soon as all the prayer cards are out, then let this section stand on that side, and this section has the prayer cards, file right into one another. Brother Borders will take a hold of the microphone and instruct. And now, come here, my brother. Thank you, Brother Edmund. Where can we get to it best down there? I wonder. All right, it is. There might be some of them that's crippled. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come down there. Let's go right down. That's what we can do right now.
Well, just come right down here. Each one of you brothers. Just stand there.
All goes in this second.
I'll be praying for you. You be praying for me. Will you do it?
Yes.
I'll never forget Port Alvernia. Only thing I wish that it had more time to say, I love you with undying Christian love. Ever any time I can be a favor for you, the nights won't get too long and the rain won't fall too hard, call on me. I'll pray for you any time. Anything I can do to be a favor to you until we meet again. Together in unity. It's like the precious anointing oil that was on Aaron's beard that run down to the hems of his skirt.
Yes.
I hate to leave you. God bless you.
Amen.
Let's sing it again, will you?
Yeah.
We when you get your cards, don't take a card unless you're going to stay in. Because now, tomorrow night, we'll call from somewhere else, you see. Maybe come and 50 come back and 20 go the other way or something like that, you see. You'll miss it altogether. And they're not exchangeable. You must keep them. Now, the boy comes down here every afternoon, takes the cards up here before you all, and mix them all up together. And just give you a card, anybody that wants one, until he gives out so many of them. But how many knows that people get healed more out in the audience than is up on the platform? How many is every one of our meetings before? Raise your hand. Oh, there's a number of you. Well, my, why didn't I take another subject tonight then? You know what? See? My, I didn't know I was among them fine. All right? Then you people out there believe with all your heart. How many out there does not have a prayer card and yet you believe God will heal you? Raise up your hand and say, I believe. All right? Let me tell you something what the Bible says now. The Bible said that one time a little woman, say she didn't have a prayer card, but she believed that he was the Son of God. And she said, if I can just touch the border of his garment, I'll be made whole. How many remembers the story? And when he touched him, when she touched him, he turned around. And he said, who touched me? And all, see, he didn't know. Jesus wouldn't lie. He said, who touched me? And no one knew. So after a while, he looked around over the audience. Her faith, because she felt within her that her blood issue had stopped, her faith had healed her.
She couldn't hold it. Her faith had done it. So her faith in Christ, he called her and told her that her faith had saved her. Is that right? Now listen close. If he is the same as he was yesterday, how many believe that the Bible says that he is now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? Well, how would he act if you touched him? The same as he did then. Is that right? So you pray now, you without the prayer cards or whatever more, you pray and believe and say, Lord God, let me touch you and speak through Brother Branham. You are the Holy Spirit, you're here. I got faith in you. Brother Branham's got faith in you. He was sent here to tell us that and said it was about what Christianity was. Now, let you speak through him like you did, and I'll believe it. Amen. Now, all right. Now be real reverent. Don't move around, please. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for God's sake, in the sake of Jesus Christ. Now, if you follow the meetings anywhere, you know what happens. Something could happen terribly. You know, you see it happen. So sit real still and just quickly answer, do whatever he tells you to do now. The angel of the Lord is near. Sir, we would see Jesus. Now, any of you ever seen a picture of that angel they've got in Washington, that light, that angel of the Lord? They've got it here, I suppose. A man has got it here. Now, if that is the same spirit here as it was then, it'll manifest the word like it did then. Is that right? Because that was Jesus in the wilderness. It was Jesus when it was made flesh. When he resurrected, he was Jesus. When it returned back in the form of the Holy Ghost, it was still Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, there's no one in the building that I know. I don't know these boys sitting here. They're the Indian boys from up here at the reservation, but they was in the meeting. I know they're from up there, but I don't know their names. And outside of that, there is, I know there's some people in here. I got a couple. I believe that's Brother Borders, his father, sitting right there. I think that's right on the corner. And that's another brother. I forget his name, and his wife and baby sitting right back there, but they're from over here somewhere. I met him a couple days ago. And outside of that, I don't see anyone in here that I, Brother Eddie, this man and woman, yes, sitting right here, they played music. Everybody in this prayer line that knows I don't know nothing about you, raise up your hand. It's in the prayer line here. Put your hands up if I don't know nothing about you, raise up your hand. All out there in the audience that knows I know nothing about you, raise up your hand.
Praise the Lord.
Now, here stands a man for our first time meeting. He might have been in a meeting somewhere or something like that. But I mean to know him, I don't know him. God knows him. I don't know him, but here we meet for the first time. Now, I don't know what you're here for. Can you hear me all out over the audience? See? All right, now listen real close now. I don't know that Christ will do it, but if he does it, then that shows that we would see Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christianity, I said a while ago, was convincing. When it's taught in the simplicity of the Word and then lived out the way it's supposed to be lived. As Christ, not the Christian, the Christ in the Christian believer. Now, if you were here for financial trouble, I'd be very little help I could be for you. If you're here for domestic trouble, I wouldn't know how to make a time to talk with you and your wife, if you have one. If it's here for sickness, there's nothing I could do about it, only lay my hands up on you. But what if you say you was here for sickness, and I come up and say you had a cancer, and I come up, I said, mister, what's the matter with you? You say, I got a cancer, sir. Glory to God. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them and believe. Lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. They shall recover. Bless the Lord. Go on. Now, that could be true. See? That could be the truth. See? We have nothing to say against that. But now what? You would have a wonder about that, brother. But now what if Christ comes and tells you what you have been or something that you have done? Or tells you what's your trouble. Or something like he did in the Bible I talked about tonight. then you know that had to come from supernatural power. Is that right? Would the audience believe that?
Amen.
Has to come supernatural. Because here's the Bible over my heart. As far as I've ever seen the man, God in heaven knows I've never seen him. As far as I know, unless I pass him on the street or he's set in a meeting somewhere or something like that, but to know him, I do not. That's right. Here we stand. Now, the Holy Spirit revealed to me your trouble or something about it. Then we'll know that we have seen the same Christ. Now, you know it'll have to be supernatural power. All of you know that. Some of you can say, well, it's not of God. All right? That's what the Pharisees said. You have that kind of reward. If it is God, you have blasphemed the Holy Ghost and there's no forgiveness for it. See? Now, if you believe it is God, then you receive God's reward. Remember, not me, it's Him. See? Him. Right. Justin? You can see there's that light right around him right now. He's aware of that. Real sweet, kind feeling around you. That's right. Raise up your hand. Right. Can't you see that light? Emerald. Here he is. He's been under this affliction for a long time. It's a nervous condition. You've been in such a fix that you haven't been able to work for a long time. Just breaking down constantly. Right. By every meeting, I get somebody that won't mind. Why do you doubt? Somebody said he guessed that. I didn't guess it. When Simon Peter came to our Lord, he told him who he was. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would it make you realize that I've told you the truth then, that your nervousness is finished?
I do.
You do? Mr. Ripping, go believe with all your heart and be made well. You believe him? Believe Christ? Now ask him. Do you know the man? Ask him.
Bless.
Be real reverent. Please don't walk around. See, your spirit, and when you move, it's under contact, and it just keeps pulling me. Just sit there and believe. Have faith. Just stand another few minutes. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to one another. We were, I guess you're just a little older than I. Probably born years apart and miles apart. Here we meet for the first time. Like our Lord met a woman one time at the well, St. John 4, Sychar, and he talked to her long enough to find out what her trouble was and told her what her trouble was, and she believed it. And she went and said, come see a man who's told me what my trouble is. Isn't that the Messiah? Would you believe the same thing? You and I meeting together, would every woman in here believe the same thing? Here's my hand on the Bible. I've never seen a woman know nothing about her, but here she stands. Seems like a nice person. Yes? The lady is suffering one thing. I see her trying to get out of the bed. It's arthritis. She has arthritis. And then another thing, you're hard of hearing. You don't hear too good. That's right. Another thing, you've got trouble with your face. I see you've had an operation. Your husband out there is sick too. That's right. You believe now he's going to make you well? All right, go believe it and you can have what you want.
Amen.
You believe?
Praise.
Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all that's in you now. If thou canst believe. How do you do? I'm a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. Christ knows us both. Presuming, looking at you, you're an Indian. You're an Indian. All right? Now here we meet like Here's exactly St. John 4. Here is a white man and an Indian woman meeting here together like Jesus being a Jew and her a Samaritan. He let her know right quick that God was God of all races. And that's right. Now, if God will reveal to me what's in your heart or something about you, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. Will you accept Him and believe it with all your heart and believe that He is the resurrected Messiah and it's His Spirit doing this? You will believe it? May God grant your request. I see a little one. It's a baby.
You're praying for a baby. Your baby. It's in the hospital. And you believe God can tell me what's the baby, matter with the baby? It's got heart trouble. And you're praying that God will spare it. Don't doubt it. God gives you your request. Go now. Let your baby get well. Now don't doubt it. Believe with all your heart. Are you believing? Have faith. Don't doubt. We are strangers to each other. The Lord God knows both of us, though. He did something in the audience, and I didn't catch it just then. Somebody praying. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Because He is God. He cannot fail. Look here just a minute. Being, if I could help you and wouldn't do it, then I wouldn't be fit to stand behind the pulpit here with the Bible. That prostrate trouble leaves you. Believe with all your heart. God makes you well. What did you touch? The border of His garment. You believe. Isn't He wonderful? Arthritis. Man sitting looking at me, glasses on. You'll believe with all your heart, God will make you well. You believe it? You accept it? God bless you. You have a prayer card? You don't need one. Your faith makes you whole. What did He touch? See? He was sitting there praying. And He touched the high priest. The high priest turns back to his church and speaks. Sir, we would see Jesus.
Amen.
Don't you see that He's alive?
Amen.
We're not serving a dead God. He's alive God. That's Him. That's His presence. What He promised right here. The church getting its last sign just before the fire falls now.
Amen.
Just have faith. Don't doubt. Now, here's a little lady. I do not know her. I've never seen her. We're perfect strangers. But if the Lord God will reveal to me something about the woman, will it make all of you believe and you'll know He's here? You believe it with all your heart?
Amen.
Not knowing you, but yet God knowing you, and in His presence as we stand, you're a Christian, and you're suffering with a weakness, a heart trouble like. It's just a weak heart. There's something strange about you. I see rolling water. See, you are a missionary,
yes.
And you're trying to gain strength to go back,
yes,
to a place. It's Brazil. Believe with all your heart, and you can go back and take the gospel in the mission. You believe with all your heart? Just don't doubt, but believe with all your heart that our Lord God and Heavenly Father is here. What if I didn't even say nothing to you, just laid hands on you? Would you believe you'd get well? Would you do it? You did right there. Well, you got healed when you sat in your seat when you got up. That real strange feeling come over you. I seen you tuck your place in prayer line. It's over. Go. God bless you.
Amen.
Come. When she raised up, that light struck her. That's the reason I said immediately, here was the angel of the Lord. How do you do? You believe God heals heart trouble, makes people well? It heals your heart too. So just go on by and thank you, Lord, and believe with all your heart, and God will make you well. How do? You believe me to be His prophet, His servant? You do? God heals arthritis too, don't He? He makes you well too. You believe it? All right. Go on, your arthritis will leave you. Have faith in God. Took off your glasses before you got here. All right. But that's not the main thing. You want to go eat your supper and that old stomach trouble to leave and you get well? Go eat. Jesus Christ. Make you well. Believe now with all your heart. This woman is a nervous woman. Very nervous. And it's got to a place your stomach has bothered her from. It's a nervous stomach, peptic condition in the stomach. You believe that you can go eat now? You accept it and believe it? All right. Go believe then. Amen. Now look, it's really not your stomach. It's your nerves. So you just got to take a hold of faith and go on out there and be well. Jesus Christ make you well if you believe it. All right. Bring the little girl. How do you do? You're a sweet little girl. Do you believe that when Jesus was here, he took little girls like you and laid his hands up on them? And if they had that old sign just as bad as you got it, do you believe they get well? Do you believe he sent me to lay my hands on you? Amen. All right, you got it. Heavenly Father, I condemn that devil that's bothered this child. May it leave her this asthmatic condition and never return again. In Jesus' name, amen. Go. You'll get well and believe God with all your heart. Come up, sister. How do you do? We're strangers, but God knows us both. Is that right? Now, women about your age usually have a nervous condition anyhow. You've had it for quite a little bit. And it's left you with a bad stomach. Can't eat. See you backing away from the table, leaving things. But you don't have to do that no more now. He makes you well. Go eat. Amen. Believe with all your heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe with all your heart out there?
Amen.
If you can believe, all things are possible. The man sitting here beside a lady looking out right at me, a prostrate trouble, nervous, getting up at night. You thought he'd missed, but he didn't. You was praying for that. Raise up your hand if that's so. God bless you. It's all over now. Go home. Rest good tonight. Jesus Christ makes you well. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Do you believe him? How many believers are in the building? Raise up your hand. Jesus said this also. These signs shall follow believers. Is that right? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that what he said? Well, if he's here now and you see that he's here, won't he keep his word to you? Then lay your hands over on one another. Just put your hands over on one another. That's right. Lay your hands on one another. You that want to believe.
Amen.
Now, if you are a believer, you pray for the person you got your hands on. Yes, sir, is that TV? Don't worry about it no more. It's gone. Have faith. Go back to your reservation, praising God. It's all over. I challenge you to believe it. Jesus Christ is the living tonight. He's here in our midst right now. You pray for the person you got your hands on because they are praying for you. Let us bow our heads now. Our Heavenly Father, we are so blessed tonight to see the great Holy Spirit come to us here on this island tonight and manifest himself as the resurrected Lord, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believers are sitting here. They have their hands laid on each other. They're praying one for the other. While your presence is here, oh God, can people be so numb of spirit until they can't recognize your presence? Then we know, Lord, they're lost eternally. But Father, this people here that believe that you are here and they're ready to receive you, they have their hands laid on each other. I have gotten weak, and I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll send confirmation of faith into their heart to receive Christ, the great healer, into their heart while he's present. Grant it. And Satan, you who bound them with these infirmities and diseases, I resent you. You are a defeated being. You are exposed here. People who has listened to you knows tonight that you're exposed and you no more can hold them. You're just lying. And we take the preeminence by saying that we stand in the name of Jesus Christ who rose up from the grave and by his blood and life he conquered and stripped you of every authority you had. You have no authority. You're a bluff. And we call you to lead this people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them that they be made whole. A prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up. If you are a genuine believer and believe that you're in the presence of Christ and won't accept your healing, I don't care how crippled you are, what your trouble is, stand on your feet in faith, believing in Jesus Christ will make you whole. Stand up. No matter what's wrong, stand up anyhow if you believe it. Amen. There's a whole audience on their feet. Here he is, the great Holy Spirit moving among you. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Let's raise our hands and give him praise now. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. Do you love him? Raise up your hands and praise him and tell him that you love him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy, for the faith of this people. God, calm this great big city. Get out among here, we pray, the people will, Lord, and will bring in the sick, blind, all pain and afflicted, and may the power to raise Jesus out of the grave come forward and prove to this island before it's too late that Jesus Christ is alive and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now give him praise. Raise up your hands and praise him, and God be with you till we meet.